You're listening to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair. Welcome to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair, where we give our unfiltered first impressions of the films we just watched at the movies and record our discussion on The Drive Home. Opinions change over time, and working in the film industry, none of these critiques are meant to be personal, but rather a reaction. Thank you for listening.
Oh well. I guess the people who buy the alcohol ultimately determine the price of the...
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell your voice changed.
Slightly. This is The Drive Home with Casey and actually Blair here.
Yeah.
For the first time. The parking structure is the other way, but are we just going to walk around the mall a little?
The baby is...
Yeah, we still have a little bit.
We can't go get him. So...
Okay. This is the walk around
the
now.
Walk around the spectrum.
We have a lot to say about this really crappy movie, and it's been a while since it's been out, so rip.
Spoilers abound.
Please. We just got back from seeing...
I thought it got good reviews.
It got great reviews.
Did it really?
Yes, it got great reviews. Matter of fact, I think on Rotten Tomatoes it's an 86.
Wow.
By the way, the movie that we saw was Wonder Woman, and this is one of those times where we are I am a complete affront to everything that anybody's given a good review about this movie. I thought it was one of the worst.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought there were really great moments, but
I thought there were a couple missed opportunities.
There were many of those. There were missed... they just opened that up. Yeah.
Gross name for a place.
Yeah. Man, they missed... Like, there were a couple good moments.
The biggest one that's just, hanging in my brain of missed opportunities is the fact that... Is this sex scene?
Yes.
That's the biggest one. There needed to be a joke there. So bad there needed to be a joke there.
Yeah.
There just wasn't enough comedy in this.
There wasn't comedy, and it wasn't good. And I hate to say it, but Gal Gadot was horrible. She was not good.
Oh, I thought she was great.
She was cute, and she was innocent, and she was foreign.
She was really good.
And that works.
She was great at being foreign.
That works really well in a movie, but to be honest, she can't act. And I'm going to be bold enough to make that choice of saying that because...
Volume down, by the way.
I don't care. I don't care.
I know, but you're so worked up and angry.
I am.
Attention.
Well, I am worked up about it because it is really bad. Put it like this. She did great for what she... I'm not putting any blame on her. I'm blaming... here's the thing. She had the look. She had the accent. She had the right... she had everything that fell right into place. I know she knows other languages. So that worked out well for her. But the problem is, realistically, she just doesn't have the experience acting.
She was good. Did a good job.
I think that the accent hid a major portion of bad acting. And I think if you see past the accent, you realize how bad it truly was. That's my opinion, though.
Do you want Cold Stone? Because I have a gift card that I'm never, ever going to use.
Sure, why not? I thought that the male lead took everything away from her. The story itself... She's just a passenger in this journey who made very little decisions amongst herself. She was just riding along, this needs to be done now. Okay, well, all right, we'll go here and we'll go here. She was a passenger in the story where other people forced the exploration onto her. So it wasn't even character exploration. She didn't really grow. And even the message of the movie, I thought, was completely disjarring because it was what was the point? They made the fact of the god of war is the reason why we are going to fight. No, men is evil. No, men is really not evil. It really was the god of war. Wait, no, it wasn't? They didn't know what message they were going to send, whether man was evil or not. They just danced on the line.
I think it would have been a better choice if she were Ares.
I think anything would have been a better choice than having Lupin be it.
I know, that's such a bad casting choice. He's such a weak-looking...
Well, they did that to make it seem like that it wouldn't be this guy, but it was duh.
Obvious that he was going to be a bad guy.
And why is it that the man took the gas and was able to crush a gun now?
That was a different gas.
Yes, and guess what?
Guess what?
No human gas, or no gas in it's going to give you the amount of strength you need to crush a gun like that. It was completely misleading in the story.
Here's your cold stone.
Yeah, I know.
Do you not want it anymore?
Yeah, I do. I'm just riled up at how bad this was.
Okay.
How are you talking?
Okay, well, I think that the tone was way too serious. It was so laughable. It was so...
I laughed more times in this movie during serious moments.
It was so... it took itself way too seriously. It was like there were so many cliche moments, like the aunt dying in the arms while trying to give away the last crucial piece of information, which, by the way, the mom also knows that information and is still alive.
Yeah.
And could say it. So, like... The aunt's not the only one who knows, so she doesn't have to say it on her dying breath.
And also, not only that, but the when she got sent off, she's like, the enemy force, which she'll find out eventually. Like,
yeah, no, I feel like you should probably tell her.
Yeah, you should probably...
Especially since she can't find her way back home ever.
Not only that, but like, oh, she's going to war. Give her as much information about going to war as possible. It was like, really? It was just, gosh, the whole... Everything.
And the last thing you want to say to your daughter is like, you are my greatest sorrow.
Yep.
Now you are my greatest sorrow. All right, see you later.
Bye. Oh, man. One of my biggest problems was, the whole opening sequence. Like, all the time
so
we
silly.
Spent in Amazon was like...
And then when we were in a story.
Yes, in a story.
Flashback,
story,
in a flashback. A
I was like, hey, watch this. Like, I was predicting everything that happened before.
It was very predictable.
And not only that, but it was a gigantic ripoff of the first Avenger from Captain America. And Captain America, I'm going to boldly say it, destroyed this movie in terms of content and just a better film.
It's just so cheesy.
It was the same movie. It was Red Skull wanted to develop a weapon in the war to maybe end the wars and like blow up and literally.
Was it the same war?
It was a different war. They were it was World War II versus World War I, and they were going to take the bomber in, and so Captain America flew it and froze. So it was the exact same thing. As a matter of fact, his name was Steve. It's like, oh my god. And I'm like, okay, this guy's gonna be a total pawn. The sex scene, I didn't think should have happened. I think it destroyed their relationship as an actual, like, people.
They should have gotten married. I think it would have been a stronger choice because if they kept talking about marriage, they should have had like a marriage that night in the chapel and made it like this cute, like romantic.
It wasn't about the relationship, which is why.
No, but I mean, if they were gonna do that, if they wanted them to have sex that bad.
Yeah, he seemed like he was like, well, we had to get married first. Like he seemed like that was his.
That's what his thing was, and if they were gonna do that,
they didn't know who he was.
No,
they had no idea who that character was. He was just a communication and a device. On order, it was in between the audience and this foreign character, and he was a translation, and he was the acting ability of the group. Like, oh, we need something expositionary, throw it
but
to him.
But it would have hurt a lot more when he died if they had gotten married. If he didn't spend the night
it
next to her
if he died
in the boat,
would have cared about him.
Okay, and they, I think they needed to have after the sex scene, he needed to come out limping. Like. What are you
doing? Beetle and Cold Stone.
Oh, okay. I'm just so mad that they didn't make a joke about that.
I'm just so mad that the movie turned out so bad.
Okay.
Like, I was actually like rooting for DC to do well on this, and it seems like this. If you saw Man of Steel and Superman v Batman, this is all in the same token. Like, whoever makes these types of films, which I know who it is, and his initials are ZS, should not be doing this anymore, and he has been removed. Oh, he bowed out, but these are just bad movies. These are like, you take a comic book concept, and you don't exactly know how to translate it onto the screen, and you just cram it in there as hard as you can to try and make it fit. And then so many people are just going to be like, all right, well, I'm just going to set this. It just makes movies worse in general.
I really liked the slow motion, multiple angle battle scene moments.
I thought that was
really cool.
I thought that was good, but the problem that I had with it was physics. Like, everybody from Amazon had no weight. They all just kind of floated. And that for me doesn't, because if you like take a look at Captain America, when they have him go through the action sequences, he has weight, he has density. She just floats across the screen and jumps from things. Now, Captain America kind of does that too, but I felt like it was really inconsistent in terms of like the weight of the world, like how they could do all these things. Like, I felt like that entire action sequence on the beach was just laughable, because I was just seeing people on wires the whole time with wires painted out, because that's what it was. It was just wire shoots instead of it actually being combat driven. And it seemed like,
I don't care about that. It was like, I wasn't really in it for like accuracy. I was in it to see like a lady kick butt.
Well, but here's the thing. There's no stakes. Did she ever get injured?
That's why I liked it.
No,
I don't want to see her get injured. I don't want to be worried about her. As a viewer, me personally, I don't want to be worried about my hero.
Because you don't like suspense.
Nope. That's why I like Superman. You can't hurt him. I don't want to be worried about the hero. I just want to sit back and relax and be like, kill them all. Great. We're done. Hooray. Good job.
But
ooh, thanks, Goldstone.
Yay. But that's not like how movies should be, though, because you're not like, even now you're like I wasn't invested. I got bored. Without that in a movie, it doesn't work. Like, you need to have some sort of suspense. If the main protagonist, like a superhero, is invulnerable, it's uninteresting to watch, and that's why it was uninteresting to watch.
I disagree. I'm a different kind of viewer, though.
Okay, that's fair.
I wanted this movie to be as far as her abilities, I wanted them to be what they were.
Me too. I have no problem with that.
I wanted her to be able to kick ass. I wanted her to be able to stop bullets. I wanted her to be able to charge a battlefield and take care of all of them. I loved that. I loved seeing the slow motion with the Germans, like her just going across dead no man's land and taking care of it.
See, I was laughing.
I was laughing
at that sequence, because I thought, like, because it felt so cheesy and over the top. Was there a moment in this movie where they didn't have 100% score?
That I hated.
Like, there was not one moment where they stepped back from it. There was absolutely no moments of cinematics.
Okay, like, I'm not talking about the score. I'm talking about her abilities.
Well, I'm saying when she's charging the battlefield in slow motion with all the music behind her, it's her on a green screen, and all of, like...
I know, but that's not what we're talking about. I'm not talking about the technical side of the movie right now. I'm talking about Wonder Woman as a character.
Okay, I'm talking about the movie within the movie. So,
I know,
on the beach...
But that's not where we started this conversation. It started about what we want out of a character, and I don't like the character.
I'm telling you that she's unrealistic. I'm telling you that when you have her charging in the battlefield like that, where all the bullets magically only hit her shield and the parts on her that are metal, I call BS, especially with the caliber of amount of ammunition going her way.
I know, like, and I love that.
I thought that was so utterly, like, fantastical that it took me out of the movie.
Okay, but I don't want her to get hurt.
I do. I think any character that's invulnerable is uninteresting. That's invulnerable.
I loved that she wanted to just take care of she wanted to help everybody.
Yeah, that was good. I like that.
And
the town was a good device.
She was torn, and she was like, forget this. I'm just going to stop this on my own. And she jumped in, and she could stop it on her own.
That was one of the few decisions she made for herself in the movie.
And that she was able to do it. And that the only time she was able to kind of meet a worthy opponent was when she was face to face with another god. I love that.
Yeah, and they had the gods take care of the god stuff and the man take care of the man stuff. And it just felt like, it was...
But it was the god battle was so cheesy.
Oh my god, was it ever.
When he was saying, like, see Diana, look at how pathetic they are, and his voice changed, and I was like, this is so bad.
I thought the movie was great if that man would have been the god that she killed first in the middle of nothing, and then ended this, like, and then, like, oh no, man is inherently evil and continues to be evil without any sort of direction. I would have loved to have that have been the ending, and then the actual ending is them trying to defeat man. I think that would have been better.
Okay, well, time to order, right? So, are we done?
No, I have lots of complaints.
Okay. Hi, just him.
Can I get the key to my perfection?
So what else can I say while Casey's ordering? I can say that I really liked... Get out of here. Let me talk for a minute. You're a hog.
I want to hear what you're saying, that's all.
I am saying that I really liked the secretary, and I think she deserved more screen time.
She didn't come up much at the end, did she?
I'm assuming that she's now Diana's secretary in the lore.
That's a good call. I like that.
And I really wanted to see Diana, like, be a human. I wanted more of that. I hate that her name's Diana.
Kind of me too. Like, it's just a...
But I get it was made in, like, when was it this made? Like, the 60s? That was a cool futuristic name in the 60s, right?
The three syllables is really where it throws people off. Diana. Like, that's a long name to say in a film. Looks nothing like a photo.
Where's the photo?
Over there. It has chunks in it. This is just looks like a little plant.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're paying. And I think that Chris Pine looks like Peter Dinklage.
Yeah. They could be an older brother, younger brother movie. I believe it.
I think that I like the ladies kicking ass when they were getting destroyed by the Germans. Oh, could we get the cash off of that, actually?
No, we don't do that here. I can give you a form that you can send it to, and then they'll give that to
you. You have to do an application for the company.
Oh, man, now we have to battle. Battle the...
That's fine. I'll call corporate. Thank you.
Oh, man. We got
it. We have it on recording.
Now we have to battle Cold Stone because it's California law that they have to give the cash if it's under $10 on a gift card, and they said they won't do it. We have to come. What did they... What
I have the receipt, and we have it on recording.
Okay.
So, I'm not in a good mood.
Because you didn't like the movie. What is this place? Type. Anyway, people aren't listening to hear us go through a mall. They're listening to hear more about the movie. Tell the people how much you hate it again.
What is... Anyway. Alright, what else was bad about the movie? Okay, all the ancillary characters had no point.
Oh, I thought they needed to be better looking. And better actors.
Yes.
The Native American guy
was
terrible.
Dead. Like, when he was talking about, like... I was like, oh, this is a really great part where they can talk about, like, how man steals from other man. And eventually we, you know, depending on who we're fighting at the time, we change sides. Blah, blah, blah. Like, that would have been like, oh...
She just kind of accepts that and they move on.
That's how she does every conversation. She just accepts it and moves on. And I'm like, really? That's how we're handling all this?
And why is it that she stops aging at the age that she is?
I was very confused at what her powers are. Like, they were not very clear on that.
You want to sit? Should we sit for a minute?
What?
You want to sit for a minute?
Well, probably not by a fountain water recorder.
Oh, okay. Look at you, Mr. Audio Guy.
Yeah, I really liked the guy who spoke many languages. I thought he was good.
No, he was terrible. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was so bad. His deliveries were bad.
I liked him.
And they needed to be like, the Scottish guy needed to be better looking, or Irish, I don't know what he was. I think Scottish.
Yeah, he had no point.
Oh,
his character
right.
had 0 point whatsoever.
Person just crashed into my purse. Yeah, he didn't serve a purpose at all.
I was like, oh, he's going to overcome something. Never did.
No, he didn't.
And by the way, the sniper in the tower, awful. Awful, awful sniper. Like, no joke. Like, I'm like, I could have hit these shots from here. If right now I was in that tower, Wonder Woman would be gone. Because an elevated position in a courtyard, and they're standing there for many long, like this,
many long
moments. Whoever did the action sequences and actually knew like anything about war, did they get involved in this movie? Drove me crazy. It's
yeah,
like
they're
shouting on the, they're having an English shouting match on top of a tower with Germans loading bombs 10 feet away. I'm like, this is just a bad setup. This is bad blocking. This is like, we need to have a conversation here. We don't care what else is going on, instead of strategically figuring it out.
Can we like sit somewhere? Okay. Cool.
Better, right?
So, yeah, those guys were stupid and pointless, and
they only moved, it was, these were people
had the skills that he boasted them to have, they didn't actually, we didn't see them use. One time we saw the actor guy be a driver. That was it. The Native American guy, did he really smuggle them?
He used smoke. He made a smoke signal.
That was his one thing. Yeah.
Like, and
I like how they got that one little line in about how the actor was like, I want to be an actor, but I'm a soldier because I'm the wrong color. And then I was like, oh, topical. And then get that in there.
I told you, I love that guy. Like, I thought every moment that he had was good.
I didn't think he was a good actor. And
the language thing, I was like, I love that scene. I don't know if I've ever seen the movie.
I know.
Because then Chris Pine was like, oh, okay, we're done with this now? All right, let's move on.
I didn't think Chris Pine was directed well, because he's way more charming in Star Trek.
I think
Star Trek.
Only charm in this movie is because of him.
I know, but I've seen, he can be more charming. I know his abilities because of Star Trek.
I thought he was charming.
I think that's just Chris Pine being Chris Pine. But I think if he's directed well, he can up that.
I'll be honest, this was not directed or produced well.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't directed well at all.
And there's a female director.
I know, and I hate to say that because the director was a woman. I want to give her more credit. I want to...
Every Amazon person was not well directed.
No, they were terrible.
Yeah. The entire intro should have been like almost cut.
It was so silly. The little girl standing up on that rock, like ha 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 ha.
Yeah, it felt.
I was like, what is this?
I hate to say it, but it felt like what a little girl thinks of war.
When I was watching that whole thing, I was like, is that? Do I remember that this got good reviews?
I remember somebody telling me it was a half hour too long. Now that
it's definitely too long.
It's 2.5 hours too long.
Okay, calm down. I think it could have been saved.
DC movies do this to me. Like, you should see, Man of Steel, Superman versus, Batman. There was a Batman v Superman, I don't remember the order.
I think it was shot well. I think it had some weird cinematography choices.
By the way, editing choices. No, the cinematography sucked too. The sideways shot.
Yeah.
That's not a shot you should ever have in a film.
I think that was an editing choice. You think that was cinematography?
No, that's cinematography because the camera is literally turned sideways.
I thought they did that in post.
You can't do that in post. Not that aspect ratio. You'd never be able to get that. And they also shot an IMAX, which means you had to shoot it like that. That shot was intentional. That horse sideways shot.
I don't know.
Why? Who do you think you are? That this shot works. Let me ask you that as an editor. It's disorienting completely.
It was so stupid. Bad choice. I just really like the slow-mo. And I like the way they told the God story in those weird... I like how it matched the like animated slow-mo style fighting scene. I like how it matched her actually fighting. The same kind of ramp up, slow-mo style.
I'm confused at why some bullets move fast and some move slow.
What do you mean?
Some bullets went towards her slow, and some bullets went towards her fast.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
When bullets were shot at Wonder Woman, they defied speed logic based on how fast she wanted them to be.
Well, I think you're seeing them from her perspective, and sometimes you're seeing them from our perspective.
I don't know. I felt it was very inconsistent. Like, just the fact she can block some and can't others, and like...
She didn't not block some. She blocked all of them.
They all went towards her, like, general area where her arms can reach.
Because she blocked them.
I have a huge problem with her legs being exposed and just being shot at, like...
She had armor on her legs.
No.
Not here.
No.
I just kept thinking, too, when they showed all the women, I was like, there's no way that a tribe of women is not living in sweatpants.
Yep. I thought the outfits were...
It's like, that is not what we would wear.
No.
We'd be in, like, cut-up, oversized t-shirts, braless, and stretchy sweatpants.
And you say that being an Amazon.
And no shoes. We would wear no shoes at any time.
What's funny is, like, you actually have more rights to be more mad at this movie than anybody, because you are the Amazon.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I could stop a bullet.
can't live from it.
I don't know what you said, but
you
good
can
job.
Stop a bullet, but you can't live with it.
Oh, okay. I'd slow it down. And
let's see here. Ending was bad.
Oh, why did Chris Pine like stand up and reveal his genitals to her?
They were trying to make a joke. They went for a penis joke. They literally went for a literal penis joke.
I know, but he could have.
There was a lot of opportunity for better jokes.
Oh yeah, they needed to figure out what he was. If he was going to be a gentleman and old-fashioned, or if he was going to be brazen. And he kind of lived somewhere... Yeah, he went back and forth.
Depending on the conveniency of the scene. He was... I mean, tell you, look at this. Like, he decided he's going back to the mainland. She tags along. He decides that he's going to go to this meeting. She tags along. She's just a tag-along. The only time she ever made a choice for herself was in the field for the village. And then that ended up directly... meaning nothing because they all died anyway. She's a passenger in her own story.
Ugh, that's fair.
Whereas Captain America is the opposite, where he was somebody, like, he made all of his, like, he had all that, but he started making his own choices from there. And it's just, yeah, it's a different movie because you actually have the story centered from the characters instead of to the characters. I don't know. C-, D+.
I like that it's a lady.
That shouldn't be the contents and premise for a movie. And that's what drives me crazy, because I want to see really good... I wanted this movie to work so badly.
I know, but the bar is so low because there are so few.
That's the shame of it. Is like, this was a really bad... like, female-centric movie. It could have been done much better. And I'll just leave it at that. I'm very disappointed.
I think it could have been done better if they got a different director. And they needed a comedian to come in and punch it up, the writing.
I really wonder, and this is just, I don't know, this is asinine, but like, if you have a movie about war, why ever bring anybody who doesn't know anything about it? Like, male, female, regardless. Like... bring a female combatant in for this stuff. I wonder if it would be better that way. I don't know. But there's female directors who have directed movies about war that have been fine. I just haven't seen them because I can't see them.
I know, you don't like to watch war movies. But I think... I really think that would have solved a lot of the issues. The comedy. Because those guys were supposed to be comedic relief that they brought on.
Yeah.
And they just weren't. They were just silly. They were useless. I'm a precious puppy. I'm a precious puppy. Everyone, look at me. I'm precious.
Well, I think I'm bad mouth enough. What about you?
I sure. I'm just along for the ride in this, in my own story.
I know.
Why are there cups steaming? Are they steaming?
They're cold. Super cold.
What is happening?
It's probably nitrogen cooled.
That looks painful.
It's probably nitrogen cooled ice cream.
So many ice cream places here.
Okay. Well, this has been the drive home with, or the walk around
the spectrum and sit down for a while with Casey and Blair.
Hey, it's time to go pick up the kid. Perfect timing.
All right. And press home to unlock. All right. Next time will be probably in a long time because it's really hard to get time away from the child.
Yeah.
Bye.